In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that a house divided against itself cannot stand. That should seem rather self-evident. And so we have to be able to apply that in two ways. First, let's apply it to our own self. We say that our focus is Jesus, that we want to serve Jesus, that our life is about Jesus. And then we demonstrate that we're a house divided and we go off and do all kinds of things that offend Jesus. And so we need to keep working at getting rid of those things. A lot of us have made peace with our sins. That's not what we want to make peace with. We have to accept that we're weak. We have to accept that we're sinful. But we don't want to just simply say, well, it's the way I am and it's okay. Like, no, we need to keep working at getting rid of the sins. Otherwise, we are a house divided. The fact that we're trying to say that we're what we want to serve the Lord and yet we keep falling, yeah, there's some division, but our focus is the Lord and we're working to clean the rest of the garbage out. Where we're a house divided is when we're simply saying, it's okay for me to sin and it's okay for me to say that I worship Jesus too. It's not okay to sin. So yes, we're sinful. Yes, we're broken. Yes, we're weak. Yes, we're going to fall, but we don't try to justify why it's okay for me to do that. So don't try and serve Satan and the Lord at the same time. Now, the other point that's here that we have to be able to recognize, so the Lord said, if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That's the end of him. Therein lies exactly how this is all going to come down on the large level. So we don't want to be a house divided within ourselves, but as we look outside of ourselves at what's going on, should be pretty self-evident to anybody. The devil is having a field day right now. He is in control of what's going on in the world, and he is making quite a mess. But if we look back at what God had told the Israelites on a number of occasions, you're going to have to go into battle, but you're not going to have to lift a finger. And sure enough, what happened is the enemy turned against themselves. Sometimes it was two or three different city-states that were coming against Israel, and they turned against one another. The Israelites didn't have to do a thing. Other times, like when it was Gideon and he just had the 300 men, they started making a bunch of noise. The whole army got scared, and they turned on one another. Again, they didn't have to do a thing. So that's what's going to happen. Satan is a creature of total arrogance, total selfishness, and so is every other demon that's there. Can't even say they're down there anymore. They're all on earth at this point. It looks like it's all been emptied out and they're having a field day up here. But regardless, they are all totally selfish. And in their arrogance, the day is going to come when they will turn on one another. And that's what's going to wind up happening. We need to remain faithful. We need to trust. We need to do what God is asking us to do. And then we might not even have to lift a finger when it actually comes time to do this. And we know Our Lady's the one who's going to squish his head, so we don't have to do that. She's going to take care of it. But even our part, it's just being faithful. The Israelites had to march into battle, or they had to surround the enemy like Gideon did, or whatever it was that happened. It wasn't that they could sit back and say, oh, that's okay, God's going to do it, so we can just sit here and watch. No, they had their part to do. And then the Lord did the rest. We've got our part to do. The Lord will do the rest. But we see exactly how it's going to happen. Satan is going to be divided. He's going to turn against himself. The powers of hell, who are just nothing but hatred, nothing but arrogance, nothing but selfishness, they're all going to turn on one another, and they will defeat themselves. So, praise the Lord. That's a great thing. But in the meantime, we just need to remain faithful. We recognize that, yes, the enemy is arrayed against us. They are in battle formation, and they're coming. We don't have to worry about it. The Lord will handle it. But we do have to do our part. So we need to be ready, need to be prepared, we need to go out into battle, and then we need to trust. We need to let the Lord do what he's going to do, and then we need to wait for our Blessed Lady to crush the head of the vile creature.